صل على محمد وآل محمد.
By the time the captive ladies and children of the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salam reached Damascus, they were in a terrible state. Their bodies were covered in dust, their clothes were in rags, and blood dripped from the wounds and cuts inflicted by the tight ropes and whips. Finally, the prisoners arrived at the court of Yazid. As they entered, they saw that Yazid sat on a throne and was already quite drunk. They saw that the accursed oppressor had the head of Imam Hussein alayhi salam on a tray at his feet. Yazid, the oppressor, was extremely overjoyed upon seeing the prisoners from Ahlul Bayt alayhim salam in order to humiliate them. Imam Zain al-Abidin alayhi salam glanced at Yazid and said, "What do you think will be the reaction of our grandfather, Allah's messenger, peace be upon him, if he sees us in this condition?" After hearing this, Yazid was moved and everyone else started to cry. He then tried to blame it on Umar ibn Sa'd and Ibn Ziyad. So he then ordered the ropes to be taken off. Yazid was so happy that he wished that those killed in the Battle of Badr were present so he could show them that he has taken revenge. When Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam heard these verses and joy at killing the progeny of the Prophet, peace be upon him, as revenge, she stood up, demolishing his arrogance without being in any way mindful of his tyranny and wickedness. The sermon of Sayyidah Zainab alayhi salam fell like a thunderbolt on Yazid. Because his vanity was destroyed and his ego was shattered, he could not say anything in return. The sermon created a roaring wave in the gathering of Yazid, and all those present there were moved and it increased their sorrow. Yazid tried to make up excuses and justify himself in any way possible. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salam walked to the pulpit to say a few words. At this time Yazid was terrified, saying to his men, "He will not come down before he disgraces me and the family of Abu Sufyan." But the audience urged that Imam alayhi salam must speak. Historians say he delivered a great sermon that caused the eyes to weep and distressed the hearts. The Imam alayhi salam said, "We were given 6 virtues and exalted with 7 excellences: knowledge, forbearance, generosity, eloquence, valor, and love in the hearts of the believers." The speech continued by the Imam saying, "Those who know me, know me. Those who do not, then know that I am the son of Mecca and Mina. I am the son of Zamzam and Safa. I am the son of he who gave zakat to the poor. I am the son of the best of those who have ever put on ihram and performed ceremonies of Hajj. I am the son of who was taken on the night journey from the Masjid al-Haram to the Masjid of Aqsa. I am the son of he who was taken around by Jibra'il to the lote tree of the boundary." He alayhi salam in this way continued to say, "I am, I am," till the people began to weep. Yazid feared an intellectual revolution in the assembly was about to take place, so he told his reciter to quickly recite the adhan. When the reciter called out, "Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah," the Imam alayhi salam looked at Yazid and asked, "O Yazid, is this Muhammad my grandfather or yours? If you say he is your grandfather, you would have lied. And if you say he is our grandfather, why have you murdered his progeny?" Yazid was speechless and he could not say anything in reply. The people became aware that they were immersed in ignorance and deviation, and that the Umayyad regime had misguided them. Yazid feared for his life and set the captives free. This, however, did not stop the Ahlul Bayt alayhim wassalam from condemning the wicked and speaking the truth. No revolution exists in the history of the world like the revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, which shook the world, bestowed glory for truth, and created dignity for human beings. This revolution brought victory to Islam and defeat of the Umayyad regime. Widespread condemnation became general, and people in all gatherings openly criticized all evils. It brought out the true status of Ahlul Bayt alayhim as-salam. The revolution of Imam alayhi as-salam continues to show its love and power till today.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ala.